A Beggar in Jerusalem by Elia Wiesel. The book bears a dedication for Marian. Chapter 1. The tale the beggar tells must be told from the beginning. But the beginning has its own tale, its own secret. That's how it is, and that's how it has always been. There is nothing man can do about it. Death itself has no power over the beginning. The beggar who tells you this knows what he's talking about. Do you see him? There, sitting on a tree stump, huddled in the shadows as though in wait for someone. He scrutinizes those who come his way, intending perhaps to provoke them or unmask them. Don't ask him. He won't answer. He hates answers. Yet, who is it he's looking for in the crowd? A hunted accomplice? An adversary long forgotten? Does he himself know? Could it be Catriel, after all? Catriel, a wound more recent, a ghost more persistent than the others. Oh, no, the beggar is not through with Catriel. Not yet. His denials are worthless, he is the first to say so. But he cannot be pushed. Not now, not ever. You must be patient. Everything in its own time. Dead or alive, Catriel will claim his place in this tale. After the last intruder has left the last of his victims, you'll see. Meanwhile, don't be afraid to come closer. The beggar will do you no harm. He will cast no spell over you.